Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. A Bowling Green group that has been organizing local protests recently gathered hundreds for a different kind of event over the weekend. The Bowling Green Freedom Walkers is expanding its reach with a Juneteenth celebration in a historic part of town. Juneteenth marks the symbolic moment on June 19, 1865, when Union troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, and informed enslaved individuals of their freedom. The Shake Rag District is a historically black part of Bowling Green and namesake for Chris Page's Shake Rag Barbershop. He says it's a meaningful location to host Friday night celebration.
After the Civil War, the one thing that African Americans wanted more than anything was land. And when we own our own land, we control our own destiny. So there's no better place to have a Juneteenth celebration than in a black neighborhood.
This year, Juneteenth arrived at a time when many of the country's cities and towns have been protesting against racism, inequality, and police violence. The Bowling Green Freedom Walkers are one of the groups that popped up in town to rally people after the police-related death of Minneapolis resident George Floyd in late May. Member Nakarius Fant says the group is now working to incorporate as a nonprofit.
We're going to keep going forward here. It's not just going to be about stuff like this. It's going to be, you know, giveaways to the homeless. It's going to be 8th of August. It's going to be, you know, different kind of celebrations that represent different stuff, but it's going to be our group that's putting them on and, you know, for free.
The Freedom Walkers had been planning to release a list of demands dealing with police reform to city officials last week. Fant says instead they're going to see what the public has to say first with a questionnaire.
We're going to put that survey, post that tonight on Facebook for people to go give a survey on stuff they experienced or what they've been through or how they think the police department's doing in the city of Bowling Green.
This wasn't the first time a Juneteenth block party has taken place in Bowling Green. Though residents like Allison Ray, who brought her daughter along, say this is one of the bigger events they've seen.
We've had them in Bowling Green before and always been active and come out, but this is really amazing and different. And it's not sad, but it's that it took all these recent events to get people to come out.
Both Ray and her friend Deborah Bruton Barnett, who sat next to her in a folding chair in the shade, say this recent wave of activism has been a way for them to bond with their children. Bruton Barnett has been bringing her teenage son to the recent marches.
It was so refreshing just to see that, you know, he has the same type of passions that I do, and even greater. He was at one of the marches and didn't even want to leave.
One reason demonstrators say they feel this time is different is because of the widespread support they've received from white Americans and from individuals abroad. Prince Osei came to Bowling Green just months ago from Ghana and was selling West African merchandise with his wife on Friday.
I remember that my president in Ghana even have to say something about this, that they are all behind us and we have to fight for black freedom.
Though Friday's block party saw the usual city leaders that have become mainstays at the recent events, across town, a separate group of demonstrators gathered for another reason. Citing concerns over outside groups coming in, Bowling Green Mayor Bruce Wilkerson explained in a Facebook post that the city would not be raising the American flag. That led protesters like John Wydelski to stand outside City Hall, where he says someone had raised a personal flag on the pole.
It doesn't matter what it is. Everybody's got something to say. But no official direct threats were made against anybody. And that's a good thing.
Back in Shake Rag, people seemed to hear little context for why the city lowered its flags and unaware of any alleged threats. City Commissioner Dana Beasley Brown says law enforcement told her this was the mayor and city manager's decision.
I do not believe that we should have taken down the American flag today, a day that's, you know, to celebrate freedom, Juneteenth. It is absolutely unacceptable, and I am outraged.
Whether related to Juneteenth or another threat that never materialized, the block party for the day, known as Black Independence Day, went on peacefully into the night. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.